USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump spending his Friday afternoon in Florida with what the president's been up to. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In between a visit to Southern Command and a campaign fundraiser, President Trump held a roundtable with Hispanic leaders where he laced into his Democratic rival.
Nobody will be safe in a Biden America, but Biden doesn't know what a Biden America is if you ask him to define it.
Besides slamming Joe Biden, he also took a swipe at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for saying she's okay with rioters toppling a Christopher Columbus statue in Baltimore last weekend.
President Trump also says Tropical Storm Fay is being monitored and FEMA is ready to help if needed. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow closed up 369 points to end the week at 2675. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a second round of stimulus checks should be included in a new coronavirus relief package. Mnuchin also tells CNBC regarding unemployment insurance being extended again, he doesn't want to see folks get more than they would get if they were working.
You can assume that it'll be no more than 100%. So yes, we want to incent people to go back to work. And even at 100%, if people have jobs, we want them to go back to work. So enhanced unemployment is intended for people who don't have jobs, and particularly industries that are harder to rebound. So we will not be doing it in the same way. And we're in a dramatically different situation. Many businesses are open. Many businesses want to hire more people today.
The White House says President Trump's campaign rally in New Hampshire, set for Saturday, will be delayed by a week or two due to a storm making its way toward the East Coast. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
NASCAR driver Angela Rush and the Wounded Blue, America's only national organization dedicated to assisting officers injured in the line of duty, announced they will partner on a Back the Blue-themed car for this weekend's NASCAR Gander Outdoor Truck Series race at the Kentucky Speedway. Founder of the Wounded Blue, Lieutenant Randy Sutton, joins Fox News and explains why this is a big deal.
The Wounded Blue is the national assistance and support organization for injured and disabled law enforcement officers. Most Americans don't know this statistic. I'm going to tell you that this is shocking, that last year approximately 57,000 American law enforcement officers were physically assaulted in the line of duty. Just during these recent protests, we've seen thousands of law enforcement officers become injured, some disabled, some killed. And the fact is that the American police officer needs to know that the American people believe in them and trust them. And what Angela is doing is showing that in a very dramatic fashion.
That truck race set for just after 3 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. One senator is not happy with the Big Ten's decision to limit games this fall to conference only. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says that means there will be no rivalry game between Iowa and Iowa State. Grassley, a University of Northern Iowa alum, claims the Cy-Hawk game is a lot more interesting than many Big Ten games. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.